بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي محمد عبد الرحمن بن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه أن أصحاب الصفة كانوا أناسا فقراء، وأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مرة: من كان عنده طعام اثنين فليذهب بثالث، ومن كان عنده طعام أربعة فليذهب بخامس بسادس، أو كما قال. وأن أبا بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه جاء بثلاثة، وانطلق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعشرة، وأن أبا بكر تعشى عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم لبث حتى صلى العشاء ثم رجع، فجاء بعد ما مضى من الليل ما شاء الله. قالت امرأته: ما حبسك عن أضيافك؟ قال: وما عشيتهم؟ قالت: أبو حتى تجيء وقد عرضوا عليهم. قال: فذهبت فاختبأت. فقال: يا غنثر. فجدع وسب وقال: كلوا لا هنيئا، والله لا أطعمه أبدا. قال: ويم الله، ما كنا نأخذ من لقمة إلا ربا، من أسفلها أكثر منها حتى شبعوا، وصارت أكثر مما كانت قبل ذلك. فنظر إليها أبو بكر رضي الله عنه فقال لامرأته: يا أخت بني فراس، ما هذا؟ قالت: لا، وقرة عين لي الآن أكثر منها قبل ذلك بثلاث مرات. فأكل منها أبو بكر وقال: إنما كان ذلك من الشيطان، يعني يمينه. ثم أكل منها لقمة ثم حملها إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فأصبحت عنده، وكان بيننا وبين قوم عهد، فمضى الأجل، فتفرقنا اثني عشر رجلا، مع كل رجل منهم أناس، الله أعلم كم مع كل رجل، فأكلوا منها أجمعون. We're doing the chapter on the miracles of the pious, on the karamat of the awliya and their virtues. So here Hazrat Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought an incident that comes in hadith, a very interesting incident. Hazrat Abu Muhammad Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr ibn Siddiq. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had a son by the name of Abdul Rahman. So this Abdul Rahman, he is relating this incident. He was known also as Abu Muhammad, the father of Muhammad. Abu Muhammad Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr ibn Siddiq radiallahu anhu narrates that the people of Suffa were very poor. We know that there was a raised platform in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the poor Sahaba would live there, very close to the house and the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very poor. They would dedicate their life to deen, and whatever they were given to eat, that's what they would eat. But they were very content with very little, but they had dedicated themselves to deen. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman, the son of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, is saying that these people were very poor. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on one occasion, whoever has food sufficient for two people should take three people. Take three of these poor people. Whoever has food at home for two people, take three of these people. And whoever had food sufficient for four should take five or six people. Or words to this effect. Now what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, that if you had for two, take for three. If you had for four, take five or take six. In other words, take a little bit more people than the amount of food you got at home. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took three people, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took ten. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took 10 people home. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu ate supper with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and remained with him until he had performed the Isha Salah. He then returned to his house after much of the night had passed, as Allah Pak had willed. What had happened was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu told his son Hazrat Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu, he told him that what you do is you take these visitors home and you see to them. It was the habit of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, almost on a daily basis, either he would visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit him. He had such a close ta'alluq. So now, because he was going to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told his son Abdul Rahman that you take these visitors home and you see that they eat. So he spent, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he went by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he came quite late after Isha Salah. So he then returned to his house after much of the night had passed, as Allah Pak had willed. His wife asked him, what kept you from your guests? What kept you away from your guests? As we go with the incident, we'll understand why she had asked him this question. What had happened was, those guests had come there, but they refused to eat until the owner of the house, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, eats, we're not going to eat. In other words, they had this quality in them that he is the owner, he should eat first. When he eats, then only we are going to eat. So we will wait for him. We are not just going to eat. So they had this policy that we won't eat without him. This was the qualities of Sahaba. The hearts were very, very clean. Very clean. To have a quality like this, the hearts were very clean. You see, as the incident goes, that they would say what they needed to say, but their hearts were extremely clean. So his wife had asked him, what kept you away from your guests? He asked, first thing, did you not give them supper? He was worried, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, these were my guests, they came home. He asked his wife, did you not give them supper? She replied, they were offered food, but they refused to eat until you come. He, Abdul Rahman, who was narrating this hadith, the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, said, I went and hid away. He noticed now his father was upset that his visitors hadn't eaten. He said, he could obviously sense that his father was upset. So what he went, he did quietly, he hid away. These were the sons of those days. They didn't get upset with the father and say that his visitors are upset with you. Why are you asking us? Why are you taking off with us? Nothing like that. Quietly he went and hid away. The father mustn't get upset with me. So this is what he went and did. He said he went and hid away. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, oh foolish boy, and rebuked, and he scolded me. He said to the guests, eat without any welcome. So this was like an expression. Now you people eat, you didn't eat for so long. Eat without any welcome from my side. One thing we learn from here is when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he addressed his son and he told his son, Ya Gunsar, O foolish person. Scolded his son. But his son didn't get upset. His son went and hid away and he kept quiet. Father is upset, I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to get the displeasure of my father. Those were the sons of those days. He didn't say anything, quietly hid away, and in front of the guests, he didn't get embarrassed. Nowadays, the son will take off with the father. But how can you shout me in front of the visitors? You embarrass me. But the son, nothing. He went quietly. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu rebuked him and told him that, oh, you foolish one. Anyway, he said to the guests, eat without me. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said to the guests, eat without any welcome. And he added, by Allah, I will never eat it. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says that I will never eat. They told him that you eat and then we're going to eat. He said, by Allah, I will never. So he took an oath. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took an oath, I will never eat it. Hazrat Abdul Rahman, the narrator, said, by Allah, with every morsel of food we took, several times more it appeared from beneath until they were all satiated. So every time they ate food, more food started coming. Every time they're eating, more food started coming. The food was now more than what it had been at the beginning. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu looked at him and said to his wife, O sister of Banu Firas, what is this? She replied, by the delight of my eye, there is now three times more than what it had been before. This is what you call barakat. Wow. And he took, he would have had according to that qaida, according to the rule, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you got two, take three. If you got four or five, then you take, if you got four, then take for five or six. So accordingly, we can imagine in our head, he might have had for about two people food. But yet, he said three times more food was left. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu ate from it and said that was from shaitan. In other words, that me getting upset and they not eating and I saying, I'm taking an oath that I'm not going to eat. He's saying that was from shaitan, referring to the oath which he had taken. He ate a morsel of it and took some of it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where it remained until the morning. Now look at Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That he had food to eat, his visitors, but where his mind was, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That extra food he took it by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he took it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it remained there till the morning. There had been a treaty between us and another tribe and it had recently expired. So 12 men dispersed to different areas as guards, each of whom had a group with him. Allah Ta'ala alone knows how many were there with each of them and they all ate from it. Now imagine, this is explaining that there was a treaty between some people and the Muslims there that were there. So now the treaty had expired. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent 12 people, would each person had his own jamaat to go and guard now the frontiers, because this treaty is no longer there, the peace treaty is no longer in existence. So each of those 12 people had their own jamaat. They had returned in the morning after guarding for the night. Those 12 jamaats now ate from that leftover food. So he says, how many people ate from that food? Now this is what you call barakat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in little, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make many, many, many people eat from it. So this is explaining to us that this is the barakat of the pious. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that in the little things they see so much of barakat. In the little wealth, in the little belongings, little food, Allah Pak gives them so much barakat. Anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, he just brings up to finish the two other narrations with slight variation in the words. So but to bring it for the sake of completeness, another narration has it that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took an oath that he would not eat. So his wife also took an oath that she would not eat. And the guests also took an oath that they would not eat until Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu ate. So everyone took an oath there that we all not going to eat. And the food is lying there, nobody is eating. So then what had happened was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said that this oath is from shaitan, and he called for the food. He then ate and they ate. With every morsel of the food, they raised much more. It raised up much more from beneath. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "O sister of Banu Firas, what is this?" She replied, "By the delight of my eye, it is more than what it has been before we had began eating." They all ate, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent some of the food to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and related that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate it. Another narration has that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "Abdul Rahman, his son, see to your guests, because I am going to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ensure that they have been served before I return." Hazrat Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu went and presented that food he had to the guests. "Eat," they asked, "where is the master of the house?" He said, "Eat," they replied, "we will not eat until the master of the house comes." He said, "Please accept our hospitality, because if he returns," Hazrat Abdul Rahman is saying, "please accept our hospitality, because if he returns, if my father returns, and you have not eaten, I will get scolding. I will be reprimanded." So he's telling the guests also, "You know, people don't eat, and my father comes back, I will be reprimanded." But they refused to eat. I knew when he had returned, he would be angry with me. So when he returned, I moved out of the way. He asked, "What did you do?" They informed him. He said, "Oh, Abdul Rahman, I remained silent." Now, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, in this narration, he started calling for his son. "Oh, Abdul Rahman, people haven't eaten. Oh, Abdul Rahman." Meanwhile, Hazrat Abdul Rahman had hid away. So then what did Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu do? He said, "Oh, Abdul Rahman, I remained silent." He repeated, "Oh, Abdul Rahman, I remained silent." He said, "Oh, foolish boy, I take an oath that if you can hear my voice, you better come." In other words, he wasn't there, he was hiding away. So now Hazrat Abu Bakr said, "Oh, foolish boy, if you can hear my voice, you better come." He said, "I came out and I said, ask these people, ask your guests." The guest said, "He is speaking the truth." In other words, that he did his duty. He came and he offered us and he begged us and pleaded us to eat. So he did his duty. He is speaking the truth. He brought the food to us. He said, "You all waited for me. By Allah, I will not eat tonight." The other said, "By Allah, we will not eat until you eat." He said, "How sad. Why did you not accept our hospitality? Bring the food." It was brought and he placed his hand on it and said, "In the name of Allah." The first oath was from shaitan. He then ate and they all ate. So this is the narrations. What a beautiful story. What a beautiful incident. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu didn't get upset for himself. He was upset at the fact that these were my guests that were there. And my guests didn't eat because of me. Why they didn't accept the hospitality of ours? So that was the overwhelming desire in this life, in the hearts of Sahaba, that our guests must be happy, our visitors must be happy. They didn't worry how much food they had. That was irrelevant. It was what is in the heart. If the heart is clean, the heart is good, Allah Pak will put even barakat in the food. May Allah subhanAllah give us the tawfiq of making amal, to bring guests to our house, to entertain and look after people. It's not about how much a person has got. It's not about how big the house is, but it's about how big the heart is. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.